This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Christy is late, captain of her heart, and brandy. It's all coming up right after this.
It's time for Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Right, this is Ian St. Ian, and as usual, Rock Minute is sponsored by Gibson & Marshall. If you don't play Gibson & Marshall, you're a wanker! Right, now, I've got with me in the studio one of the legends in the music business. This guy has sold more records than Metallica, and he's known and loved around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Barney the Dinosaur. Right.
What?
Barney, I understand you're kicking off a 60-city tour. You got to be excited to be back on the road.
Oh, sure I am. I love the road. The road loves me. And it's just wonderful to see all of my little fans again. Super de doofer.
I can't believe I'm talking to a Muppet.
Why, I'm not a Muppet.
Shut up, you wanker. Who'd I piss off this time? Just tell me and I'll fix it. If I gotta kiss some bloody ass, I'll kiss it. Just don't make me interview f***ing Muppets.
I have an idea.
Yeah, what's that, wanker?
Since I make millions and millions and millions of dollars, it would be no trouble at all to hire someone to snuff your limey ass while you sleep. Pop, pop, pop. Three slugs from a .22 into your brain pan. You'll be worm food and no one would ever suspect me. So lose the attitude and do the interview.
Right. Yeah, I could do that.
Good manners are very important.
Right. Hasn't it been a while since you've been on the road? Wasn't there a spot of nastiness out there last time?
That's true. My last couple of tours have ended in disaster. On the Jurassic Jerk tour, I tried to capture some of the raw visual energy of a Kiss concert. I use lots of flash pots, exploding amps, flame geysers, and firewalls.
The audience must have loved it.
Actually, they wet themselves, then pelted the stage with pacifiers. And I had to cut my Extinct As I Want to Be tour short because of a drug scandal. Two roadies and my entire horn section were busted.
Really? Was that, what, heroin?
No, they were eating paste.
Right, that's it. I'm not listening to this crap. I don't need this job.
Pop, pop, pop. You'll never see it coming.
I mean, too bad. I know paste is a real bastard habit to kick. It's like having a monkey stuck to your back.
Yes, but we have it all behind us. Rehearsals have been awesome.
Right. Who's your opening act?
Butthole Surfers!
Well, I think we're just about out of time. Thank bloody Christ.
Would you like to hear my set list?
No!
We'll open with Snacking on Healthy Food, followed with brushing my teeth, me and my teddy, and the reggae version of Hippity Hop to the Barber Shop.
Sounds great. How do you know if they want an encore? These little rugrats can't be packing lighters.
No, fire is dangerous. To call us back out, the kids just hold up their finger with a booger on the end of it.
That's it. Time's up. Get out of here,
Micah. I love you. You love me.
Right, knock it off. No singing.
Bye-bye, boys and girls.
Ah, piss off.
This has been Rock Minute.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy is in her car right now listening to us.
We just heard the way she comes the freeways block.
Boy, I'm glad you continued with the freeways block. We just heard the way she comes. And if you missed it, we'll play it again at 9 o'clock.
That pricked up my ears.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hi, Chick.
Real quick, Chick, a letter here.
Jesus.
Is this the best of episode, or is Pat Godwin really in studio 2 days in a row?
Party, har, har, har.
You can thank Richard for that.
Thank you, Richard.
There's Ace Cosby.
Astute listener.
That's pretty funny.
The track phone hotline. Of course, Ace, the master of the Omaha Steaks joke of the day. There's Willie Griswold.
Pat, I think Richard's getting fresh with you, man. I think you better watch
Artie
this
guy. Artie Har. I love a good Artie Har.
Chick McGee at the OriginSouls.com sports desk, and here's Tom.
Technical note.
The captain of our ship.
The captain of your heart.
I don't know that song.
I love that song. It's by a group called Double.
There's
a haunting
piano
in the background. Wait till you hear
it. How's it sound?
We've got to play it.
It's called The Captain of Your Heart.
I got it right here.
Oh, really?
What? How did you have that?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it before.
Oh, I know this. Yeah.
I think I'm on a hold.
Don't play this. It'll make me cry.
I think I'm in high school.
Pat, if this makes you think of high school, apparently, as a 40-year-old, you were dating a
Were you a
high
custodian?
Yes, I was.
Sorry. Back to the song.
Captain of the Heart. Captain of the Heart.
Boy.
She loves this.
It's a great song.
I just learned piano yesterday, huh?
Sometimes you piece of crap.
Green, blue, purple, yellow, chartreuse.
Exactly.
Sometimes, Josh, of all people, you should know this. Sometimes simplicity is more entertaining.
I agree, but
for those that have seen your show,
that man is playing with one finger. Please play it again, and
Josh. I don't even think he's playing. I think that's the demo that it plays at the store.
Is it any wonder I remain closed off?
Here, listen.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
That's point and click. That's not home run.
Wow, there's something, but that's it's
no,
still
it's
great.
Nice. Yeah, that's a cool.
Can you show me how to play that, Pat?
Do you have 4 seconds?
Do you have time to take those dots and mark them green, purple, yellow, blue, shirt?
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm not sure why I was singing the captain of your. Oh, because you called me the captain of something.
Oh, there it is.
That's about it. You know what? You nailed it.
It just goes to show sometimes a simple melody can carry.
Of course.
You know, it's not people up on stage with masks on screaming and yelling and grunting, of course, but it's a nice song.
It is a nice song, and I won't have you besmirching Slipknot like your Machine Gun Kelly over there.
Hey, it was 1985.
There it is.
Yep, my senior year.
I like the song.
I mean, her senior year. No, her senior year.
Oh. No, I think that was your first year as a senior.
Surrounded by John Hughes type.
It's still a very nice song.
It is.
And I wanted to say from a technical... From a technical standpoint,
there it is.
I'll cue you when I need that.
You can play that anytime, Pat.
Okay, thank you.
Yesterday, we had a technical issue here, and we were unable to read any of your email. But that has been resolved, so if you are wondering why we didn't say hi or read your email on the air, that's why.
Tom stuck up, that's why.
Yeah.
Stuck up.
Bastard.
So anyway.
stuck-up bastard. And
I did get an interesting email from a guy that says that Biden wears some kind of sunglasses made in Massachusetts. He may wear those as well, but also there's hundreds of pictures of him.
Why are you so fascinated with the president's sunglasses?
You don't see very many presidents photographed wearing sunglasses.
It has been a while, and yeah.
I mean, there's a famous shot of Kennedy, and there's a shot of Franklin Roosevelt, but that's about it.
Were the Kennedy ones?
I mean, you never see like Nixon in T-shirts.
I think Zapruder got that.
I think
you
missed something there.
What'd you say?
You said there was a famous shot of Kennedy, and Godwin said
Zapruder.
Very sure was.
Very famous shot. Thank you for bringing that to a bloody ending in Dealey Plaza.
Oh, don't be offended. He was just talking about Bobby, not John.
Wow, that's even worse. Okay, sorry. Let's move forward.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
So in any event, we're going through through the emails, and we'll be reading more of them. And we have our new feature, Have You Ever Seen, in which we discuss things that you may have seen. Here's an example right here.
Oh.
Have you ever been sucking your child's nose out with one of those nose suction things?
Oh, good. Not your mouth. Okay.
Yeah, boy.
You know what those are, though? It's it looks like a...
It's got like a bulb, almost like a turkey baster kind
of... Yeah. And they're the size of a tennis ball, as you indicate, and you... Stick them in the little kid's nose.
Those are never used for anything else than sucking snot out of baby noses. That's
as far as I know.
Didn't this happen to Willie?
Yeah, I got a blueberry stuck up there.
That's a different issue. Let me get back to the letter. I went to blow out the contents into a tissue. Nothing was happening. Jeez. So after cleaning out all the snot, I adjusted the end to allow the contents to flow. Apparently, I put too much pressure on the bulb and sprayed the contents into my face at open mouth.
This is awful.
Must be love.
Awful.
Okay. Have you ever seen? I was at Awani Middle School in Fresno.
Awani.
During the school golf tournament, I went to chip my ball out of the rough near a large tree. My ball happened to be on top of a meat beehive. Bees swarmed up my shorts, biting me with their mandibles. I had to strip down to my underwear and run off while my teammates laughed and laughed.
Oh.
And then the following morning, the entire incident was described over the PA system. Ah, high school life.
What the heck's a meat bee?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound good, and I don't want to be bitten by one.
We want meat. We want meat.
We must have
meat.
We have interesting bug news coming up this morning, actually.
Oh,
what are those little guys up to?
Interesting bug news is what he just said, everybody.
We have another invasive bug moving north. We'll find out about that later on. But now, Christy has just joined us.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
There's a wreck.
Yeah, we heard that.
Did you cause it flying through there?
No, but boy, was I surprised. Apologize. Wait, I heard what you said about the best hour of sleep in your life.
Yeah.
Man, I was dreaming. Had a dog named Tippy. It was awesome.
You dream?
Well, it was named Tippy. It only had three legs and it would tip over.
No, he had a really cute little white and gray tail. Tippy.
Wasn't Tippy the famous subject of Draw Tippy?
Yeah, I
remember
think
that
so.
To get into art school, you'd see in a magazine.
What Tippy were the turtle? There were Tippy. That was Tippy, Winky.
I think it was Draw Tippy. I think Tippy was Sleepy, a turtle.
I think it was Tippy Turtle. But this was Tippy the dog.
Seems like
and we were at one of those theme restaurants having lunch, and the crew had a locker room, and Tippy ran into the locker room chasing the girls, and I had to go in and get Tippy.
Sounds like a strip club.
This is all in your dream?
So what a weird dream, right?
Yeah, just, dreams can be things that don't normally happen in real life. That's a weird one, right?
So, Josh, yours, what was arcing and steaming?
Wait a minute, no. Christy, have you heard?
What?
Captain Over Heart by Double. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, yeah, I heard it on the way in. It's very nice.
Oh, woo! Man.
Take me away.
Oh, you know what Willie's doing? Look what Willie's doing. Everybody's doing this. Shut your eyes and your hands.
Too long ago, too long ago. She couldn't wait another day for.
You really do like this song.
Like,
it's a great
song. The notion
song.
Of the captain of the heart is dumb.
Yes, yes. The lyric, I will admit.
Damn you, sir! Damn you, sir!
By now, he should at least be the colonel of her heart. The general.
I mean, mumble it or something.
But I do like the song.
It is odd, the captain of
Can
your heart.
Can we get Double? If only. This would be an Double, Donnie Iris. One of your dumb bands. This would be great. All
a one hit wonder show.
The Kings switching to Glide. Oh, bring them all in song. Here for
no,
a
but
day.
Then they got to play something else. You go, okay, well, no, play, they play their hit. Then it's like, okay, now what? Here's the B side.
Just a one hit wonder show. Every band plays just their hit.
Then who's going to put the bill for that?
You know who would probably be the most difficult backstage. The captain. Excuse me, these M&Ms. Perhaps you don't know I'm the captain of her heart.
Yeah, you weren't aware?
Oh, yes.
Do you think the Captain Heart likes to open his own pistachios?
I told you, all the art in my green room needs to be nautical themed.
This had better be the last time I have to open one of these bottled waters.
Remember, this index finger is what I use
to play this
famous solo.
Yeah!
Red, green, purple chartreuse. Brown, black, and tan, and white. Okay.
Go on. Too far apart.
Oh, I guess I'll have a red vine. No, by Walter Twizzler.
Well,
how about that? Someone doesn't read writers.
Here's the thing. If you don't get him red vines, the captain's going to be really upset. You need it.
I'm practicing Leave Me Alone.
Are you playing it with just one finger?
Of course I am.
Where he goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Can you do that with one finger?
What?
Okay. Well,
that's the hardest part right there, that last part. No, I don't.
Okay.
It's very difficult here.
Captain Overheart. Was that a real band or was it just one of those...
I don't know. The band was called Double or something. That but I think
great song.
I was impressed. You knew that.
The studio. Oh, it's on my iPod or on my phone right now. Oh,
did you have to play that a lot when you were on DJ?
When you were on DJ.
When you were a DJ.
When I was on DJ playing song radio.
On the DJ.
One day me be on DJ.
I didn't say on. I said when you were a DJ.
You did not. You said on DJ.
Chick, what'd you play when DJ was on you?
Today on Grog FM. Rock.
Double.
Tickets.
Song favorite.
Piano band.
Melody good.
Blow lyrics.
Yeah. Melody good.
Captain Heart, make no sense. Okay, sorry. Do they justify using the name Captain of Our Heart somewhere in the song? I don't remember the.
Of course.
No, it's just that they love each other, and she's missing him, and he's because he's the captain of her heart.
What does that mean?
Yes.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Right? It means he's the highest ranking official of her heart. He's not the admiral.
What do you
of
want
heart.
It to mean?
I don't know.
He paid for a big trip to New York City, and she went on a Fashion Week tour and bought everything she could find, and now he's the captain of her heart. How's that? Is that what you want?
Oh, this is going to shock you.
What?
First of all, this guy's got one of my favorite names ever. This guy's last name is M-A-L. Oh, Malou.
Malou.
Hey, Skip. If you had a, if your last name was Malou.
Well, he's the captain. He's Captain Malou.
Wouldn't you want to be Skip Malou?
So Skipper Malou. Skipper Malou, my darling.
Okay, the Captain of Her Heart is a song by Swiss duo.
That's right.
Called Double. And it's Mr. Felix Haug and Kurt Malou. since it says the song is a ballad about a woman who stops waiting for her absent lover to return.
Oh.
It was an international success.
Oh, it was amazing song.
The first Swiss act ever to reach the American top 40.
Hmm.
How about that?
You know, there's some fan theories out there that say the captain of her heart is also the gentleman who's singing Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Oh, because he's a seaman?
Yes, that's right. Oh. And both of them, Brandy was, you know, she waiting. Awaits him.
Wait,
and
yeah. So, yeah.
This is an observation.
An online fan theory.
An observation. Definite joke.
Wait. At least you got all the words right.
An attempt at a joke. No, I'm just trying to.
What'd you say?
I'm just trying to let you guys
joke.
Know.
Joke, Kristen. You said that a joke.
So Bobby's laughing. That's a good thing.
We're supposed to put together the fact
no, I
that they're both about captains. Is that what you're going for?
A sea captain.
I can see the similarities. They're both speaking English.
Come on.
Hey, look, I didn't come up with a theory. It's just out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Reddit is huge.
Oh, the fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
This song I could never hear again. Thanks.
Well, are you serious?
This is a great song.
It's like a karaoke mainstay for me.
When I was on DJ. Song.
You don't like Brandy? You have no heart. You have no soul.
I'm the captain of my heart, and I hate that song. Okay, I'm looking at the lyrics to Captain of Her Heart here.
Yeah.
Good. Go read them quietly in your car.
Play DJ.
With the car on in the garage door shut.
No, we would never be that mean.
Wait a minute. I got the connection here where the captain thing comes in. And with the new day's dawning, she felt it drift away, not only for a cruise, not only for a day. So they're meaningless, but they do rhyme.
Did somebody say cruise? Who's on the love boat tonight, Tom?
Oh, look, it's Gavin McLeod. And Lauren Toots.
No, that would be cocaine.
And Isaac with the famous double pistol thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if he took that video and all of a sudden had two gunshots and it shows a body bloody at the side of a boat?
What the hell is wrong with you?
How would that be great?
A body falling off of the love boat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.